This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Taliban has taken over Afghanistan, seizing control of Kabul with hardly a shot fired.
The idea that President Biden ordered 2,500 service members out and now is sending up to 5,000 service members back in, does that not on its face show that the exit was ineptly planned?
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
There's no question the White House was wrong about the length of time they had, wrong about the strength of the Afghan military, wrong about the reach of the Taliban.
Wow. You guys were wrong about everything.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
The typical love-hate complex.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The Pentagon spokesman Kabul Kirby is taking questions now from the reporters. The Pentagon reporters seem to be a slightly different breed than the castrated poodles at the White House, but I don't know what they're asking him. The woman just took down her mask. That's a good sign to me. We'll try to get some cuts. Kirby was saying last week everything was under control. He's almost as insufferable as Taliban Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, or as Biden calls him, the Foreign Minister. Yeah. Time now for the chump line.
I told everyone America is back. We're back to running the economy and the military like the Carter administration.
Yeah, remember another of their slogans was the, or one of their statements repeated over and over like a mantra. The adults are back in charge. The adult, really? Well, let's go back to romper room, the playground. If these are the adults, I'm just shocked to see this analysis piece by a bow tied bum kisser in the Boston Globe. After the incompetent retreat from Afghanistan, the Biden presidency, premised on competency, will never be the same. Well, I mean, he may have been premised on competence, but that was always in short supply. But again, the guy's a bow-tied bum kisser.
Blaming Trump again. There goes Biden, blaming Trump again.
Somebody said today, this is like in 1940, if Winston Churchill had gone on as the troops were trapped at Dunkirk, the British troops, after the Germans had toppled France, and blaming everything on Neville Chamberlain and saying, you know, we've been on too many wars on the continent. It's not my fault. It's not on me. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering a line from The Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know what's going on, and I'm probably not smart enough to understand that if somebody explained it to me, all I know is we're being tested somehow by somebody a whole lot smarter than us. That's really a good, that's one of his better books. His one of his best books, actually, I think, The Sirens of Titan. I'd put it number two. Well, no, I'd put Mother Night number two after Slaughterhouse-Five and Sirens of Titan number three.
Does the White House have a timetable for the Taliban converting all off of their vehicle fleet to electric by 2030?
Yeah. Did this affect Dragnite that they were planning at the Camp Bagram? I guess it's in Taliban hands. So I guess transgender night is going to have to be rescheduled.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Who let the Taliban take over that country? Dementia Joe, Vacation Joe.
July 8th. Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet. The question is, can there be an agreement on unity of purpose? What is the objective? So the question is now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out, but the likelihood is there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely. Is highly unlikely. We'll play some actual cuts of that, I believe. In a while.
I never thought I'd live to see the day when there was no longer a good old USA. It hasn't happened yet, but you can bet the left is hell-bent on finding a way.
Yeah. And again, it's terrible that all our people died in Afghanistan, but nobody had died there in the last 18 months. And you know how many people were killed in Chicago over the weekend? 9. Murdered, shot down, including a 7-year-old girl.
Boy, when you lost Jake Tapper, you've even lost the surrender.
I know. Democrat operatives with press passes turning on their fellow card-carrying fellow travelers in the Biden administration.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, can you believe how quickly the Afghanistan government fell? They collapsed faster than you on your bicycle. We're going to be fine.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know? I'm doing just fine.
The Biden administration announced today that the collapse of Afghanistan forces was unexpected.
They did say that. We should probably play that cut. From Joe Biden a few minutes ago.
After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. We were clear-eyed about the risks. We planned for every contingency, but I always promised the American people that I would be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated.
Unexpectedly, the government collapsed. This is what he said on July 8th, however. Cut 3. Okay, we'll have it here just very shortly.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. If it happens, it will happen unexpectedly.
According to CNN, critical race theory teaches us that all white people are racist, but in a friendly way.
Yeah, this was what a CNN person said. It's kind of a weird thing. There are people, other people. This is a woman named Clarissa Ward. She's a female CNN correspondent, so she's obviously got to be a moon bat. But she is on the ground in Taliban country. Cut 19.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt since she's there, you know?
Hey, Joe, you know how you keep a list of all the dead people in your pocket? Yeah, I think you're going to need a bigger pocket.
Boy, that's rude, but I think pretty accurate.
Barely an eighth of a way into Biden's term, all of America understands Obama's warning that we never should underestimate Joe's ability to bleep things up.
I mean, how bad is it that, you know, thoroughly modern Millie and Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, who wears multiple masks and a plexiglass shield over his eyes. He's so scared of the virus. Those guys were warning him that there was going to be a big problem. And he just didn't care. Didn't care.
If Trump wants to get back on Twitter, all he's got to do is join the Taliban.
Yeah, there was a story that I guess the Taliban spokesman is on Twitter, but Donald Trump isn't. And now there's been another Republican congresswoman who's been excised from YouTube. Maliotakis, the woman from Staten Island who knocked off the Democrat Rose. She did something on the COVID-19 vaccine passports in New York City, her hometown, her congressional district. They scrubbed her just like they scrubbed Rand Paul, and just like we've been scrubbed repeatedly, Grace and I, since the election. But, you know, we're on Rumble. You can watch us now, rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. Subscribe, and you can see us every day.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of The Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line every day, we have chopped chumps for you. They're posted around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. And those are the messages that didn't make the chump line you just heard. Chopped chumps. Get chopped chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering a line from The Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know what's going on, and I'm probably not smart enough to understand if someone was to explain it to me. All I know is we're being tested somehow by somebody a whole lot smarter than us.
Does the White House have a timetable for the Taliban converting all up of their vehicle fleet to electric by 2030?
Do they wear masks? And what are their preferred pronouns, to repeat an earlier question from a texter? Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase two. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which president is most responsible for what's happening in Afghanistan? Bush 43, Obama, Trump, or Biden?
Biden.
Biden way ahead at 71%. Bush 43 and Obama are tied at 14% and 1% for President Trump.
That's about right, I would say, in assessing the blame. 207 says, in Biden's speech, he said they planned for every contingency. In the next sentence, he says they didn't expect such a rapid collapse. Guess they didn't plan for every contingency. No, and he also talked about the amazing incompetence of the Afghan government and the Afghan troops. But it seems like just a month ago he was talking about how good the Afghan troops were. Cut five.
Is the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped as any army in the world and an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
That was then. This is now. Cut four. Here's the Afghan government. He ripped this guy Ghani to shreds, the president who supposedly left. Russia says Afghan president fled with four cars, chopper full of money. But he was touting the guy and the government just last month. Cut four.
Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Is it? Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And, you know, the reason why the Afghan government will survive, he said, is because the Taliban is just a ragtag group and nowhere close to being comparable to the North Vietnamese army of 1975. Cut six.
What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable. So the question now is, where do they go from here?
To the airport. Apparently. Comfortable. It's not at all comfortable. Randall, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randall.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling from the great state of New Hampshire, and I just think you're being a little hard on the president.
Yes?
I just think that he goes to Camp David because if he's got to think, he can go out for a walk in the woods. If he's at the White House, goes out for a walk in Washington, D.C., he takes his life in his hands.
No, that's not true. He's surrounded by these wonderful people that all vote 96% Democrat in the presidential elections. Thanks for the call, Randall. Pete in Vero Beach says, want to buy a U.S.-supplied Afghan rifle, never fired and only dropped once. By the way, you know, he keeps talking about 300,000 people. Very few people think there were actually 300,000. There were 300,000 paychecks being cut every month. You know the way that works? It's like the old MBTA, probably the new MBTA as well. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I'm also calling from New Hampshire. I'm a political refugee who sought asylum from Massachusetts. But anyways, I'm calling because, first of all, our president wants to talk about ragtag armies. He's forgetting his own history. Don't forget about a particular ragtag army that went up against the British Empire a couple hundred years ago. But really what I want to call about is pulling out of Afghanistan, and forgive me if somebody else brought up this point, but did we ever really pull out of Germany or Japan or Korea? And nobody seems to be complaining about our presence in these countries.
I think it's really short money to be propping up
aid in countries that were once war torn.
You're right, Tom. People have mentioned that. Could Germany have stood up against the Soviet Union? I mean, no, we had to stay there until the Soviet Union fell. And we're still in South Korea, and some people say that those 35,000 troops are a tripwire to prevent the communists from coming in and taking over one of the more prosperous now societies in the world, the South Korean society. Thanks for the call. Good points, Tom. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So you heard those quotes from Joe Biden, and he's relying on the reports that he got, or that his handlers, his caregivers got from the intelligence community. Can we start putting intelligence in quotation marks now? I mean, really. You know, there's always been that joke, military intelligence is neither. You know, it's like martial music is neither. But, you know, the intelligence community has been so badly off for the last, 70 years or so. What has the intelligence community gotten right? And so, you know, he comes up with these different things. He says that they thought that he said earlier, they thought they could hang on. And then he said, you can't hang in there because they didn't want to resist. So which is it? Did they want to resist or did they not want to resist? You can't have it both ways. And he also said that one reason that they didn't get out some of these people like the interpreters, the people that are going to be slaughtered if the Taliban catches up with them, they wanted to stay in the country. And apparently there's a group called No One Left Behind. It's an advocacy group for former interpreters. And its chairman just said after the speech, we adamantly disagree with the president's assertion that some SIV, special immigrant visa recipients, wanted to stay in Afghanistan. Who's buying that? They wanted to stay in Afghanistan.
I know there are concerns about why we did not begin evacuating Afghans civilians sooner. Part of the answer is some of the Afghans did not want to leave earlier, still hopeful for their country.
Does anyone remember a few years back they were bringing down, they were bringing over Afghans to Otis Air Force Base down on the Cape, and they were trying to train them as pilots? And the first time that they would be put on a bus for a night out on the town, they would never come back. This was years ago. This was probably 7-8 years ago. Remember, a couple of them ran away and they ended up at Niagara Falls, and they figured they were going to have a tough time staying in the U.S. So they walked across into Canada and then said that they wanted to get asylum in Canada. Cut eight. Let's have this. Let's do some Biden cuts. Cut eight.
If anything, the developments of the past week reinforce that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision. American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves.
So this was the right time. I don't know. It didn't look like the right time on TV. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
That's good. I'll tell you, I think your poll, you know, the results, I'm not surprised, but actually it's Bush 43, in my opinion, is the real culprit here. I don't know if you've ever read a book called The Hunt for Bin Laden by Robin Moore.
No.
And it talks about, you know, how essentially in 2001, 100 Special Forces guys and a bunch of B-52s, you know, kicked the Taliban largely out of Afghanistan, and it just devastated them with the help of the Northern Alliance. And the leaders of this special operations group went back to the Bush people and told them, said, look, to secure this country, what you've got to do, understand, is it's 7th century fiefdom. You just go to these warlords and you basically tell them, look, you got your country back. You go back to whatever it is you do. You can make war against each other. But if the Taliban come back, essentially you tell us and we'll help you fight them. And if you don't tell us, we're coming after you. And you keep, you know, 100, 150 of these special forces guys in there. and, you know, let them go back to growing opium. Let them go back to doing what the hell they were going to do. And the Bush people and all the, you know, faculty lounge fops basically were,
the neoconservatives.
Exactly. And they were appalled by all this. No, and they were like, we got to do some nation building and we're going to do this whole counterinsurgency thing. And all these, you know, Green Beret Special Forces people who had lived there and knew what that place was all about said, you're crazy. And just were disgusted by the fact that they had done this.
Well, it sounds like that's what they, you know, they were suggesting what was done in the surge in Iraq when they just kind of, you know, deputized the Sunnis to take out the ISIS people and Al-Qaeda. And it worked to a degree. I mean, it's not a paradise, obviously, but it's better than it was. And, you know, I mean, George Bush was a major, major disappointment in so many ways. I've said this before, but, you know, I went down to Dallas when my daughter entered SMU. And I, on the campus of SMU, they have the George Bush Presidential Library. And I went there just to, you know, pass a morning. And you see how disappointing, you remember all the disappointments of the Bush years. And obviously, Afghanistan was one of them, Afghanistan and Iraq. When you know, they found all those planes in the deserts where they were apparently training people to hijack planes, and Karl Rove told Bush, oh no, let's not, you know, that was the weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it was some evidence that something was going on out there in the desert with those planes. They were training terrorists apparently, and Karl Rove didn't want to bring it out. You know, no. And so that, you know, led to all those years of those bumper stickers, Bush lied, people died. Bush lied, people died. Thanks for the call, Peter. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie, I just heard Biden say that our mission in Afghanistan was the same as it's always been, to keep the United States from being attacked by terrorists.
Yes.
I would like to know how many Islamic terrorists have come across our southern border since he became president.
Well, you know, we don't know the answer to that, but we know that a number of people have been stopped from countries that harbor terrorists and have harbored terrorists and were on the under Trump were on the no entry list. So you're right. I mean, if they you know, want to send more terrorists into the United States, as long as the southern border is wide open, they don't have to, you know, pretend to be students from Saudi Arabia or somewhere. They just let them walk across the border and they'll be there. That's a very good point, Frank. And, you know, the thing is, we spend 40% of the world, of the money that's spent in the world on our military, the U.S. military. And they're not allowed to defend the southern borders of our own country. We have nearly a quarter of a million invaders coming across the southern border, invading the country every month. And Biden refuses to do anything about it. So what the hell would he care about Afghanistan if he's not going to defend even the southern border, which is more important to me than in Afghanistan. Although, again, this is terrible what's happened. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I asked your caller to go anonymous because I'm afraid the government's listening in. Howie, can I have the voice changer?
Of course you can have the voice changer. This is the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once I put on the witness protection program, no one's voice is recognizable, as you can tell from listening to my voice. Paul will be totally protected as well. Go ahead, Paul.
Everybody listen up. His voice protection is as phony as this election was. But the answer to that last guy's question, how many aliens are coming over here and Islamists, the answer, I know it. They say it all the time. It's vanilla chocolate chip. That's how many.
Thanks, Paul. 844-500-4240. What the hell? Everybody gets a shot. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
We all know Biden. I mean, obviously, he's completely lost it. But when I saw this whole Afghanistan unravel, it reminded me of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and the interagency consensus. That seems like how the whole freaking thing came apart. It's just a bunch of people in Washington talking to one another.
Yeah, that's what I mean about the intelligence unit. Vindman would be another good example of it, you know, and that now he's promoting some crappy book about like how he saved America by coming up with this phony story about the phone call between Trump and the president, the new president of Ukraine, right? And he can't believe, I guess he's getting angry, John, that people aren't taking his book seriously and no one's paying any attention to him. He's just a complete fraud.
Right. I won't be buying it. Hey, one other thing Biden's going to be faced with is that the 9/11 survivors want him to release the data. So he's got this debacle, and now he's going to have to face that in a few weeks.
Yeah. And, didn't he sort of issue some mealy-mouth statement that he was going to reconsider not releasing the documents, just kind of trying to kick the can down the road? Didn't he say that?
Yeah. He did, but I mean, he's sort of really wounded right now. Well, he doesn't even know he's wounded. That's the problem.
No.
But you know, these people, I've been listening to them, and they are really angry, and they want this stuff released.
Yeah, I know they do. They asked him not to come to any of the September 11th ceremonies. Thanks for the call, John. He did have a couple of his Joe Biden moments here. Here he is. Mispronouncing the word secure. Cut 19.
No amount of military force would ever deliver a stable, united, secure Afghanistan.
Secure. I keep repeating it over and over again, but there are words I've never heard mispronounced. Secure.
United, secure Afghanistan.
Secure. How about this one? I mean, talk about not knowing what you're saying or just in total denial. You know the old saying, denial is not a river in Egypt. Here, listen to this, cut 18.
And part of it because the Afghan government and its supporters discouraged us from organizing a mass exodus to avoid triggering, as they said, a crisis of confidence.
What? What is this? What is this? This is a humiliating defeat for the United States. Good Lord. But it's not like Vietnam. Just remember that. Cut two on the main sheet.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan.
No circumstance. No. None whatsoever. All right. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do is to have to run to the store and spend more than a few minutes on figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what really matters. They will deliver to you everything you need. You have a choice of 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy cleanup options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me and the mailroom manager to actually enjoy our meals. And Jared likes to get the HelloFresh meals as well. What do you got this week, Jared?
This week, one of my favorites, pork tenderloin.
Oh, I love pork tenderloin. It's the best.
This one has a cranberry Dijon sort of glazed sauce with roasted green beans and mashed potatoes. And their mashed potatoes are really good. I don't know if it's the type of potato that they use, but they are excellent mashed potatoes.
They have fries, too. You wouldn't think the fries are good,
I did a burger and a fries one time, and the fries were great.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody knows pork tenderloin is really good, but they have these special sauces with ingredients that you might not normally use and spices, and it makes it a lot better, and it gives you an idea for the future anyway. Dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh. I save serious money. HelloFresh meals are over 30% cheaper than the grocery store. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama drama-free dinners. You know what I mean by drama-free dinners if you got young kids. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. It's a great, great product, HelloFresh. You'll love it. All of our listeners do. It's delivered right to your door and never have to go to the grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England,
we drove up to Maine, which is nice, but it's also the setting of most of Stephen King's novels.
Just go to HollyCarShow.com to find a station near where you happen to be.
People are saying creepy Maine stuff like on way up there, huh?
In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
The Red Chinese are already using their our calamity in Kabul for their propaganda purposes. The Global Times, a tabloid controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, warned Taiwan on Monday it could face the same fate as Afghanistan if it continued relying on the U.S. as an ally. Certainly a legitimate arguing point, point of argument. 617, maybe if the Afghan government had paid everyone $300 a week, the Taliban wouldn't have shown up for work.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I would say so. Limerick guy, I wonder if the Taliban will install either the ranked choice or the mail-in vote. Probably both. Probably both, because they are a Democrat Party reforms of the system. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, we're all seeing the exclusive video from Al Jazeera, compliments of their organization that gets the video out there showing the Taliban leadership all infested in the presidential palace.
Right.
Looks like a target-rich environment to me. Where are our cruise missiles?
Well, we know, Kevin, that there were a couple of drones left behind at the Bagram base. So they've got those. I don't know if they can operate them, but they have them. But you know, you're right, though. I mean, Biden did threaten them today, didn't he? What did he say here? I'm looking at it here. Cut 26 from Biden this afternoon.
As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban, if they attack our personnel or disrupt our operation, the U.S. presence will be swift, and the response will be swift and forceful. We will defend our people with devastating force if necessary.
Will there be shock and awe? Kevin raises a good point, though. There were a lot of those Taliban in the presidential palace after Ghani left. Ona, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ona.
Yes, I wanted to tell you, I'm a long-time listener. I love your show. What is going to happen with this federal mandate that Biden has to re-implement the stay in Mexico order that Trump had in place? Do you think that's going to happen?
No. I mean, they got an order not to the eviction moratorium was unconstitutional, and they just approved it again. They turned the Centers for Disease Control into the Centers for Disease and Rent Control. So I don't think they're gonna obey. This is a very lawless, it's feckless, and it's a lawless administration. Both.
That's really awful. I subscribe to the Epoch Times, and it gave me an article saying that the judge orders Biden administration to resume.
Oh, I know. I know. I read the same story. But what I'm saying is the Supreme Court ordered them not to to get rid of the eviction moratorium, and they just said, we're not going to do it. Bleep you, Supreme Court. So what makes you think they're going to follow one federal judge? I'm Howie Carr.